Hey, y'all. Welcome back to the Keep Looking Up podcast. I'm your host, Caroline Craddock. I thought Mercury was supposed to be out of retrograde, but I've been having so many damn technical issues with my computer over here. So again, we'll not be doing the Female Icons podcast because the file is corrupt as I was trying to get everything moved over to a new computer. So but the good thing is I had something topical on my mind, so I'm going to discuss that this week because I went on my first date post breakup, and that sigh made it sound like it didn't go well, but it didn't not go well. Because I have a healthy mindset and I know that one mid date does not mean anything. So I thought it would be kind of topical to talk about, and I don't want to say rules because I don't like when people have dating rules because there's so many different things that go into dating and so many different circumstances. And I kind of discussed the masculine feminine energy thing. And that was something I didn't really know about because it again sounds woo woo. But I think if you understand it from like the basics are that feminine energy is receiving energy and masculine energy is giving energy. And what that means is, and again, masculine feminine energy doesn't have to be male or female. You can be a female with masculine energy and vice versa. But sometimes that doesn't always suit someone who maybe was meant to have feminine energy. So, I was living in my masculine energy for a while, which is very give. And it doesn't, I think when people think masculine, feminine energy, it means like I was acting manly. I felt like I was acting very feminine because I was being very giving and very doting and very nurturing. Which there is nothing wrong with that, but I feel like I always kind of went into that mode when I felt like I wasn't receiving that from my partner. So I'm over giving. So yes, it definitely should be give and take, but I feel like the basics of feminine masculine energy is the masculine wants to provide. And again, this is not just for like straight relationships. It's whatever relationship you're in, but the masculine energy wants to make sure you're taken care of and wants to provide for you and provide for your family and all this stuff. And the feminine energy is there just to receive it all and to take care of herself and the people around her, that not including the masculine energy. So when a man sees you taking care of yourself and your physical health, your mental health, all these things, that's considered, you know, like a high value woman. So I think when you're really just focused on giving all your energy to yourself and making sure you're good, and then you can just be able to receive that masculine energy. And it's so funny because my whole life I have been saying, and I remember my aunt telling me this when I was like in my, I think I was like 18, 19. She said, I just see you being with someone who can, cause I kind of am very nurturing to a lot of people and I like give sometimes more than I have to give. And I've done that in a lot of relationships, and it's because I've been seeking out kind of feminine energy partners who want to receive that and not give it too. So it's like those people always end up finding each other. So whatever energy you're putting out is like the energy you're going to attract back. But my aunt would say, I just want you with someone where you can just be, and they can say, I got you. Like if you're at a party and you're talking to a lot of people, they'll just come by and like check in with you. They'll let you do your thing and sparkle and shine and be who you want to be. But they'll come in and check on you. Like, you doing okay? You need anything? You need a drink? Let me know when, you feel like you're winding down and I'll get the car. Oh, like, yes, please. Yes, please. But it's also allowing me to be me and not having to be worried about him. What a joy. What a joy. So a lot of this stuff is kind of, if you want to be kind of pushing through those feminine energy, that feminine energy more to be attracting more of a man who will take care of shit. So, and you can tell very quickly, especially if you're on your, on the apps. This date that I went on was an app date. And I do want to talk about this more later. I'm really trying to meet somebody more in the wild than I am on the dating apps. And I think that could be a whole episode. I am trying to get Serena Kerrigan on here. She is really popular on TikTok, and she talks about, and I've been telling my friends about how, if you just literally smile at men when you're out, and give them an in, like, men are not just going to come up and cold approach you all the time. So just giving them an in, so I want to talk about that more, but these are just really good tips, for having high standards for yourself. And what I was saying previously was, like, you know, if a guy's sending you a message on Hinge and says, like, where do you want to go? That's already showing he's not, if he's new in town, that's an exception. Which in Austin where I live, there's a lot of transplants. So if he's like been here for 2 months and doesn't know where to go, you can give him some suggestions. But if he's an adult man and he lives there, you can tell me what time and what restaurant we're meeting at or what bar. That's not very hard. So, that goes into, maybe I'll just start the rules from there. But I think these will help you. And I don't like saying rules. These are what work for me. And this, all these things came into my head. I'm always thinking about y'all. I'm always thinking about the podcast. It makes it tough because I'm always like therapizing myself and everyone around me because of it. But I was, you know, taking all this in on my date, and I was like, okay, well, next day I'm going to do this differently. So, or I liked that I did this. So I wanted to just go through these quickly with you guys and just give a little refresher and just tell you what works for me. And it may not work for you, but they were just things that came into my head as I re-enter the dating world as a 33-year-old. Okay. So let's talk about that situation of like, where do you want to go? My biggest rule, because it's not even about having to follow up or whatever it is, it's just you need the man to show that they can take initiative with a very small thing, which would be telling me a time and a place for a date. So my number one rule is don't admin the date. And this is really important for a lot of reasons because it goes a lot deeper than just being the admin for the date. It has a lot to do with letting the man show you he's interested, right? So my rule is if I don't hear from you that morning, we're not going out. And Tinks has, and a lot of this stuff can sound harsh, but if you're a woman of worth, which you all are, these are the bare minimum. And these are things I wish I would have been a little bit stricter on in my younger years, because it would have weeded out a lot of guys. And when you date a lot of shitty guys on the apps, it starts to really mess with your head. And then you start to get this really negative mindset on dating. So this way, yeah, you may be weeding a lot of people out, but it's probably people you don't really want to be going out with anyway. So, don't admin the date. If he doesn't text you in the morning, also Tinks has a whole thing on like ROI on the girls. It takes us hours to get ready. We probably got our nails done. We might have gotten a spray tan or a blowout or bought a new outfit. We spent a lot of money on these dates, and I'm not willy-nilly going to start getting ready if I'm not sure that we're going on the date, you know? And with that, a lot of people also can say, since the women spend so much time getting ready and doing all these things, that the man can cover your two drinks. Okay. So if you are the one following up, are we still good for tonight? Da 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 da. Then you're running the show. And that doesn't feel good. Because I think that sets the precedence of how your relationship's going to be. And if you're one of those women that wants to be in control all the time and kind of run the show, that's fine. And there's a lot of, like, you know, masculine energy women that that works for, where they attract a feminine man who is just going to be kind of like up for the ride. But for me, I have control in everything in my life and I do so much on my own. I would love for someone to come and like take some of those decisions away from me. So you have to do whatever works for you. If you think maybe you're like operating out of your masculine energy and you don't want to, maybe you start exploring that and see what that might look like. But if you, if that's who you are, if you're a driver like that, and that's just kind of, you don't think that's going to change, then that this role doesn't really pertain to you. But I think if you're trying to get a man of quality, that's going to try to, you know, at least follow through, this is like the very minimum that you can do. Okay. Number two, first dates should be, in my opinion, Tuesday through Thursday. I don't want to go on a Monday because I don't want to do anything on Monday. And I'm not going to waste a weekend, especially with some of these guys on the apps. I'm not going to spend a weekend night potentially going on a bad date. That might not even happen because unfortunately so many people are so flaky too. So try to make it a Tuesday, Thursday. And with that, keep the stakes so low. It's really fun to, especially if you've met the person before, or if it's someone you have a crush on, or you really like their pictures from the app. It's so easy to start fantasizing and thinking of like, oh, it'd be so fun if this would work out. But I think if you go in with the outlook of, oh, I'm just going to meet a new friend, like you don't get anxious if a friend of yours said, oh, my friend Leslie, you would love, like she's also in music, you guys should go get a drink. Like, yeah, you might have a little bit of butterflies, but you're not gonna be like, oh my God, are Leslie and I gonna be best friends forever? You know, it's very low stakes. So try to view it like that. And that energy will read because you won't come off as nervous. This is a lesson that I was reminded of on my date the other night. I think Patty Stanger, who, if you don't know who Patty Stanger is, you need to go rewatch all the old Millionaire Matchmaker episodes on Bravo. She's fabulous. She has a lot of roles too that sometimes I don't resonate with, but she has a 2-drink minimum. And I think that is so important. Because as shown on my date the other night, it was my first date since my breakup. And my man that I was on a date with was very nervous. And it just kind of seemed to be his energy. He just had like nervous Nelly energy. And he was taking a sip of his beer every like 3 seconds. So he had already had 2 before I finished my 1. And then I was like kind of trying to keep up and I'm a little nervous and he was getting another drink. And so I ended up having 3 drinks. It was over the span of, we were there for 3 hours, which is something, again, I want to talk about. So it was like a drink an hour. So it wasn't like I was feeling tipsy, but it was definitely giving him some liquid courage to, I think, be a little bit more bold than he would have prior, which led to some like, and it wasn't anything, it wasn't not a big deal, but like, you know, some sexual advances that weren't very welcome because I don't know you, you know? And when I turned him down, he was like mortified and it wasn't a big deal, but you know, you get 3 drinks in you, you're nervous. And I don't know if he had drinks before. That's another thing. Like you don't know these people. So, I think for the girl, 2 drinks minimum is important so that you're not over drinking and then maybe doing something you don't want to do or so. And also so you can get yourself home safely, because that's my next rule. So try to keep the drinks to a 2-drink minimum. I think that's important. And that means too, y'all, unfortunately, back in my 20s, I used to love like a glass of wine while I was getting ready. Don't do it. Just go fresh. It sucks and it's hard. And like we talked about, it's scary last week. It's scary, but just do it scared. Just do it scared. Because if you have a glass of wine first and then you have 2 more, that's 3 drinks. And then like, I don't think you can be held responsible for anything after that. So with that, drive yourself. I think I've been in some situations where, and also as women, we get so lenient sometimes and we don't want to upset anyone. We don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, or, you know, we become very agreeable at times and, we don't want to offend someone. So it can be easy to sit on a 3-hour date that that expired for you 2 hours ago, you know? And so these kind of go hand in hand, but I think for safety reasons, like obviously nobody should be that you don't know from him should be picking you up from your house. So I think it's important to drive yourself that way too. If you don't like the date, which I'm repeating this because I wanted you guys to learn from it, 'cause I didn't do this. If you're not feeling the date, give them an out, like, oh, I have dinner at 8. And maybe you should do that regardless. I think putting a timeline on it in general is perfect, because along with that 2-drink minimum, I think there's a 2-hour date maximum. I was there for 3 hours. I think if I wasn't there for 3 hours, that last drink wouldn't have happened. And then I wouldn't have been left with like an kind of oogie feeling afterwards. So I think 2 hours minimum, and it also leaves them wanting more. And if you want to go down that road of like women being mysterious and all this stuff, you know, there's so many rules. You can look at that way. But I think, like, you know, you don't have all the time in the world to be sitting here listening to him mansplain something to you if you're not wanting to be there. So, and with that, if you're on the opposite side of the spectrum, if you're feeling really, really uncomfortable and like you don't want to be there, you are allowed to leave. If your intuition is telling you like, this is not a good situation, I don't feel comfortable here, you can literally just be like, hey, something came up, thanks so much, and just walk out and unmatch him. Like, there's no harm, no foul there. You don't have to explain yourself ever. No is a full sentence. You don't have to give them any reason for leaving. Don't feel indebted to them at all because they're buying you a Miller Lite, ladies. Okay. Oh, I just went through a lot of them all at once. Oh, okay. This one I really like. Try to have a first date uniform. There's nothing worse than trying to get ready after work for a date, not knowing what you're going to wear, trying to do your makeup. So just have like 2 or 3 outfits, or it can just be a different iteration of the same outfit that you know looks super flattering on you. And it can be so easy. It can be jeans and a top. Just something that you know works for you. You can present your best self in it and just go back to that outfit. For the second date, you can jazz it up, but just have a first date outfit, something you feel super confident in. Okay. Try not to pen pal before, if it's someone from the apps, because it's like, dude, you're getting all this information for free without taking me on a date. And then what happens is this, then you feel a little like, I know one of my friends had this situation where her and this guy had been trying to get together for a month, and he was traveling, she was traveling. It just, like, you know, they couldn't find a time, but they were pen palling in between. So they're like getting to know each other. There's a connection there. They're FaceTiming. They're telling stories. So it creates this kind of false sense of familiarity, which is problematic, especially for men, because once they feel a little familiar with you, they think that you'll sleep with them. But also it takes away all of the fun of the first date to see if there's any compatibility. So then it also puts more pressure, because if you are going on a date with a random guy from Hinge, you don't know anything about them, it's obviously going to be low stress and low stakes. But if you feel this false connection with someone you don't know, it just can be problematic. So if they're trying to pen pal you before, just keep it so short and sweet. And if they're not getting the hint, maybe you could hit him with like, hey, I am so looking forward to getting to know you on the date. Like, we should save all this for the date. I'm really looking forward to it. Be so nice, but just let's not be pen pals here, my friend. Okay. My next one is, oh, this one my friends and I talk about a lot. Don't feel the need to always fill the silences. And God, I don't want this episode to come off like man-hatey. I think it's more just like understanding male psychology and the social climate that we're in right now. Because unfortunately, and if you guys are married listening to this, have a little grace for your friends that are on the apps, because it can be a little it can be sometimes a negative experience. I cannot tell you guys how many dates I've been on, Nicole's been on, all my friends have been on the apps, where you can literally go on a date with a man and he doesn't ask you a single question about yourself. And it's unimaginable. And it's the worst feeling in the world, because you feel like, okay, well, I don't want it to be awkward. So if there's silence, I'm going to ask you a question. And all my friends are really bright, dynamic women. So we're not duds who are just going to like sit there until, you know, they ask a question. We're going to keep it moving. We want to keep it moving. We want to keep it nice and light. So if there's silence, we're going to be like, well, what high school did you go to? We're going to start asking those questions. And again, that puts us back into like running the date. And it's so problematic that men will go on a date with you and not ask you a single question. But I think where it also gets very important, don't confuse that with nervousness or shyness, you guys. That is a red flag. Don't ever, ever go out with that guy again. Like, do not give that guy a second date because he might have been nervous. If he didn't care to ask you a single question about your life, he has this beautiful, dynamic woman, and he can't think of a single question to ask you, never again am I seeing you. Never again. So with that, like, stop giving grace to dudes that don't deserve it. So yes, we're allowed to be nervous on first dates, but if he's not at least asking you five questions, then we're not going out with him again, ever. Because it gets to the point, like, no one's going to teach this guy. So then he's just going to continue to go on dates, and not ask questions. So if there is a moment where you feel like you've asked question after question after question after question after question, and he's not budging, sit in silence. And I did this the other night, and it's the worst feeling in the entire world, but the man had to come up with something, and he did. But you have to give them an opportunity to do it. And you can only do that as if you sit in silence. Unfortunately, what a weird, weird world we live in. Okay, I only have two more, and one of them is a green flag, so it's less of a rule and more of a something to look for. Thank them in person. Definitely be gracious if they pay for drinks. And drinks versus dinner, I think, just for keeping it timely and not wasting too much time with someone you don't know, I think you should keep it to drinks. If it's someone you know, or it's a setup through a friend, or it's someone you have a crush on, I would say dinner is great. Something casual. Cause I think it's all about, you know, time is our biggest commodity, I think. So just with how much time it takes for us to get ready and all that stuff, I think keeping it short and sweet is good, but I think it's nice to have a man buy you dinner. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think drinks are great for the apps, but I don't think there's anything wrong with going to dinner. But thank them in person. Say, thank you so much. That was so nice, period. Do not text them when you get home thanking them for the date. Thank them in person and be gracious. They need to reach out to you. And I think relinquishing control in that way can be really hard. It's hard for me because, especially if you felt a connection, you definitely want them to reach out again. But I think just stepping back, and this is important for anything, for any friendships, for any relationships with your parents, with anyone, stepping back and letting people just do what they're going to do and just observing can be really powerful sometimes, and not trying to manipulate or control or assuage them to do what you want to do. It's hard because you want your outcome, but sometimes just letting people do what they do, and they may surprise you, or they may show you who they are, and you may say, okay, well, that doesn't work with me. So I've got to move forward. And there's a lot of power in that. So feel that empowerment. Pop off, queen. Okay. The last one, on the opposite side of this, if he texts you asking if you got home okay, or DMs you or whatever, however you're communicating, that's a green flag. I love that. Just checking to make sure that the precious cargo got back to the desired location. That says a lot about a man. Okay. I wanted to keep this one short and sweet. I got a hilarious message from one of my followers saying like the hour ones are too long. She had ADHD, of course, because we attract each other. She said, my brain can only handle 20 minutes. So we got you, girl. It's 24 minutes right now. So I'm going to try to end it before your attention span gives out. So if y'all have any dating questions, maybe ask me. I would know. I mean, a lot of these matchmakers and stuff get bad raps because none of them are married. But it's like, well, they're learning. They're the ones out there actually dating and stuff. A lot of married people can lecture people on how to find a husband, but times are changing, honey. Technology is crazy and people are weird. You have to take care of yourself in these situations and make sure you're safe. That's our biggest priority. But you know, try to have fun with it. Go in with really low stakes, go in like everyone's a pal at first, and anything else is just gravy. You know, don't go in saying like, this could be my husband. That's a lot of pressure and you're going to be disappointed. So just view everything as a new friendship, new connection, maybe a new contact for something work related. Maybe they will end up being a great match for your friend. Who knows? So I'm glad I'm back. I'm back out there. Is it a little discouraging to have had someone who you'd feel like you did connect with a lot? Yeah, but you know, there's a lot of things that didn't work in my last relationship that I want to work in my next relationship. So don't also compare yourself to where you were like a year ago or in your dating life in the past. Like I see on TikTok, a lot of girls who there's this transition of them talking about like, oh yeah, and then we'll have kids in 5 years. And like, you know, talking about how they have this long-term relationship where they thought it was going to end in marriage. And then the next second they're like asking someone what their favorite color is on a dating app. And it sucks. And it totally does. But I think you just have to view everything as a new opportunity, as a new chapter, a chance for if you know you did something in your relationship that you want to take ownership for, it's a new chance for that. If you attract a similar vibe of person that you feel like doesn't suit you anymore, it's a good time to correct that. So just view it as a new beginning and not a starting over. Oh, I love that. This is all good for me to hear too. I'm talking to myself. All right, guys. I hope everyone has a fabulous weekend. Please DM me if you have any questions or if this resonated with you at all. I love hearing from you guys. It makes my entire life because it makes me feel like all this is worth it. So, all right, y'all, keep looking up because that's where it all is. I'm just gonna get stronger. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to subscribe and rate. Keep looking up anywhere you stream your podcasts. And to stay up to date on all my latest episodes, you can follow at KLU Podcast on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, or on my website at carolinecraddick.com. And always remember, keep looking up because that's where it all is.